we are in the mood for food. And it is time to talk. Did you like that? It is time to talk food for the weekend. Chef Adrian Martin is here. He is in the house. Oh, yeah. How are you doing? Did you like that? I'm in the mood for food.
I love the way we were able to watch the Olympics here as well, because I'm glued to it at the moment.
Yeah, no, I won't lie. Now I hardly look up because usually it just distracts me and I forget that I'm live on air.
It's great.
I have to kick off by saying congratulations, because there's been a new addition to the house, and it's not a new household appliance or it's not a new cooking thing. There is a new arrival.
Yeah, baby Kai. He's 5 weeks now this week. Yeah, so he arrived on 29th of June. I better say properly, 22-22.
Very
yeah.
good.
So, honestly, the most amazing experience to have a little boy mm-hmm. come into your life. Mm-hmm. And yeah, me and Maria both love him to bits.
Like, of course you do.
It's just the best.
I commented right before we came on air how fresh you look, because really, you know, you're in the trenches when it's only a few weeks. How have you been finding everything?
Oh, I have to be honest, it's actually very hard. It is. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not lie, like, as in, nothing prepares you for this, no matter how hard you work mm-hmm. in your life or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And like, you're totally focused on making sure that he's okay and that Maria at home is okay as well. And like, it was hard because I'm self-employed, so I had to go straight back to work mm-hmm. literally within a week afterwards. So I'm trying to balance both. So there is that little bit of tiredness and stuff. But you kind of push all that aside and think like, look, at the end of the day, he's a beautiful little fella. He's really healthy. Yeah. Maria is doing really well as well. She's like the best. I think she's the best mom ever, to be honest.
Oh, that's so lovely.
And, one key thing for me that keeps me going is like, I can't wait to feed him. I can't wait to see how he reacts to things. Like, I would love to give him a lemon just to see how he reacts to a lemon.
I won't lie. We did that with Ronan when he was a few months old. And because their taste buds haven't developed yet, no reaction. He just continued to suck away at it. But he was like, he was after having a tequila or something. Not a bother to him. He was just sucking away on the lemon.
That's amazing.
I tell you, I'm intrigued that's now so when you have your turn to do that. But I was really an anticlimax for me because I was expecting something. But I think that's really refreshing to hear that honesty as well, because like, I'm a year into it and I'm still winging it and I'm still finding it hard. So, well done to you. Has it affected the home cooking? Are you dipping into the freezer a bit more now?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'll be honest with you. We got a delivery from, I remember, we moved apartment the day after he was born. So we moved into our new home mm-hmm. literally the day after as well. So obviously everything just happens all in one go. And I remember getting a delivery, like the morning we arrived home, or the night we arrived home, the next morning, we had nothing in the house. Like, not even milk in the fridge or nothing.
And that's people without newborn babies, let me tell you. So you don't need to be stressed.
We literally got a delivery of food that morning. And I was like, a godsend. But there was like homemade lasagnas in it and like things like you could microwave. And I was like, thank God for microwave food.
Well, speaking about homemade snacks and dinners, we wanted you to come up with some easy couch snacks for people for the weekend, whether they're watching the Olympics or they're just chilling out. So you have a new take on hummus to tell us about.
Oh, yes. So this actually came about from two of us, like me and Maria, don't particularly like chickpeas. So Maria's vegetarian, mm-hmm. so I'd have mm-hmm. to like cook quite a few veggie meals for her. And we find chickpeas can be sometimes that little bit of aftertaste from them. We do love hummus, but sometimes we just get sick of having too many chickpeas all the time, because you're constantly putting chickpeas in curries and everything. Mm-hmm. You eventually get sick of them. So I was like, let's try feta cheese. So one block of feta cheese, literally like as if you would make your hummus normally, your tahini in. And then I pick up these little roasted red peppers. They're cherry peppers, mm-hmm. which are roasted. They're lovely and sweet. So I put in some of those with the brine. They're normally in like a brine. A little bit of salt, a little bit of lemon juice, and some garlic. And blitz that, cumin as well, and blitz that. And genuinely, if you're having cheese or say crackers or even like a pack of Doritos or something like that to dip into, this dip, I think, and we swear by this dip, it's like revolutionary in our house. Like, we're just sitting there going, feta hummus is far nicer.
I can just hear people flying out the door now for the feta as they say, I need to try this over the weekend.
And it's just creamy, because when you blend feta, it goes so creamy. Like, it's next level. It's
Look, I'm gonna give that a go in the next few days, I promise you. And that you also want us to try something simple with spuds, the new season potatoes.
I think, yeah, because we get, like, the, obviously the season has been quite difficult this year because of the weather. So the growth has been quite difficult. But if you can get new season potatoes, like, they're incredible. Like, Irish potatoes are, like, incredible at this time of year. So I always tend to go for two of my all-time favourite recipes for potatoes, and I'll always throw them up on a pedestal and say, these are the best potato recipes. Nothing would beat these. One would be, like, a sautéed, where I do is I parboil the potato. So wash the potato first. Try and get the little small ones, parboil them, so about 10 to 15 minutes parboil, cut them in half, and then heat a pan with some oil and put in your potato, like the half side down, you know, like the side that's not skin, and crisp that up with a little bit of salt first. Then add in some crushed garlic, fresh thyme, and then I get loads and loads and loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of butter. Basically, like endless amounts of butter.
How's it crazy going with the loads?
What we do with the butter is you keep the pan really high and you create this thing called a beurre noisette, which is burnt butter, which goes nutty brown over the potatoes, and season that with sea salt and Parmesan cheese. And trust me, you have the most delicious potato dish. And then the other, because I have to go to the other dish.
But wait, there's more.
There's more. The Dauphinoise potato, which was created in the Dauphine region of southeastern France. And I love this because you peel the potato, you slice it on your madeleine, and then for this, you infuse your... So you do half cream, half milk, so that it's not overly heavy.
Okay.
So half milk, half cream into a jug. I do is I peel all the garlic cloves and I place them into that jug with the half cream, half milk, and get my hand blender and I blitz that together. So that blitzes up like this garlicky, creamy mixture. Slice the potatoes on the madeleine, and then all you do then is you pour that over and I layer tin foil into the oven, bake them for 45 minutes with some grated...
What temperature are we looking at?
I would normally go 170, so go a little bit lower, and let it go slowly, and then check with a knife. So the thinner they're sliced, the thinner they're sliced, the quicker they cook. Obviously, if they're really thick, done with a knife, they take that a little bit longer. Nutmeg and Gruyere cheese to gratinize. So gratinize means to, like, go under the grill or remove the tin foil. Gratinize means the cheese goes lovely and crispy on top, you get that.
Yeah, now you're speaking my language. I have to have crispy cheese. Okay, everyone talks about air fryers.
Yeah.
And we caved last year. We bought one. We have been using it probably more often than I would care to admit.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, that's good. What can we do with the air fryer?
Like, I genuinely think the air fryer has been revolutionary. Like, when I first came across the air fryer, my mom had a thing that used to spin. Oh, it was dreadful. It used to take like at least an hour to do even chips in it. But I think, like, for new recipes now, the air fryer is so quick. It's incredible. So we would do everything. We would do our full meal of like salmon bacon with potatoes, down to one of my favourite dishes in it is the pork belly. So I do this pork belly where I take pork belly with the skin on. I always go to the butcher for it. And then I score the skin of the pork belly with a really sharp knife. Now, if you don't have a sharp knife in your house, use a Stanley blade. This sounds mad, but use a clean Stanley blade to score the top of it.
Right.
And then what I do is I make this marinade. It's rice wine vinegar, so you've got that little bit of acidity. Chinese five spice. So the Chinese five spice almost tastes like a spice bag. And then sea salt mixed together, all three, and two cloves of garlic. So what you do is you crush the garlic, mix that all into a paste, and then you brush that all over your pork belly and score it. And then what you do is you put that into your fryer. Very simply, 180 for 30 minutes. And then on my air fryer is a thing called Max Crisp, because I have a Ninja. So for a really high temp, so 240 for 10 minutes,
right.
And you get this ridiculously crispy pork belly that's cooked.
I am here for the crispiness. You have to give me so many recipes now that I have to try out over the weekend. When I say me, I really mean Kev can try it over the weekend. He cooks. I'm normally the taste tester.
Well, I like that. That's good.
Yeah, I think so. I'll clean up afterwards. Chef Adrian, thank you so much for coming in.